I'll turn it over to Catherine, and hopefully her phone connection's good. Bear with it if it's not. She is traveling, and she's on a cell phone.
Well, thank you, Dad, and thanks, Uncle Joe, for the wonderful introduction. I'm so excited to share with y'all this morning. Well, God is continually working in my life, and I find myself just marveling at the way He constantly takes care of me. Financially, I've seen the direct connection between the way I abundantly share and the way God has provided for above and beyond all of my financial needs. These are just a few examples of the incredible blessings that have recently been bestowed upon me. During the past school year, I was awarded a full graduate assistantship. The graduate assistantship provides a $1,200 stipend each month and covers my tuition for graduate school. In order to receive this, I have to work 18 hours a week for the university departments that are providing the money. It was absolutely wonderful to be awarded this assistantship, but unfortunately, the funds only lasted until May. Since I still had to pay for summer, fall, and spring of my next year's school, I applied for many more scholarships. This past spring, I applied for 5. I found out in April that I was awarded one. I received one of 3 graduate assistantships awarded for the summer semester through my speech therapy department. This means that I received $600, and the University of Wyoming paid for 2 of my credit hours of tuition for 10 hours of work a week. How awesome that I went from having the entire burden of payment to only part of it. I was so excited. So during the summer, I plan to collect the data for my thesis research. The data collection and analysis is very time intensive, and I needed quite a bit of equipment to conduct my study and didn't really know where I was going to get the funds to provide this. But then the College of Health Sciences at the University of Wyoming offers a program for students that allows students to apply for research grants. I thought, hey, God must be opening another door. So I wrote a grant proposal to fund my academic efforts. I worked heartily unto the Lord on this proposal, and believe me, I mean heartily. I found out in May that I was awarded the $1,000 grant for my research. Although I don't personally receive any of this money, I was totally able to pay for every single thing I needed and for a student employee to help me. I was also awarded a $750 travel stipend. The travel stipend is designated for travel to the National Speech Language Pathology Conference in Philadelphia in November, and I will find out in July whether my thesis research has been accepted for presentation. If so, my travel expenses are totally covered for the trip. So awesome. I then started planning financially for my last full year of college. I was talking with my boss at the University of Wyoming President's Office about how the graduate assistantship award that they had provided for my first year of grad school had ended in May. The President's Office provided part of my graduate assistantship the year before, but I assumed that their funding ended with the other funding in May. Since I would be away at my internships during the coming spring semester, I did not expect that I would receive any further funding, and I explained this to my boss. She looked at me with a very confused expression. She said, well, certainly the part that we're providing will continue to be provided for the rest of your schooling. And I went to the bathroom, I started crying, and I just kept saying, thank you, God, oh my gosh, you know, I was just so overwhelmed. Then, a few days later, my boss called me into her office and informed me that the president of our university had decided to fund a full graduate assistantship for me, regardless of the fact that I would not be able to work even 1 hour during the spring semester. That's a $1,200 stipend for the rest of the year and all of my tuition covered. Over and above, just over and above. Can you imagine the praises I was singing at this point? I literally started singing, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, you've been so good to me. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, I'm grateful for my blessings. And I have been singing that just over and over again. I just about start crying every time I think about how God takes care of me in every situation, and especially financially. I just see the direct connection between abundant sharing and giving and just following the principles that we know are laid out in the Bible for us and how it's manifesting in my life. And I feel so totally blessed, and I'm so thankful to share these experiences with you. I thank God for everything in my life, big and small. How wonderful it is that we can always trust in God to take care of us in every single situation. God bless you guys, and thank you for listening. I'm so excited. Have a great day. Back to you guys.
Well, Catherine, I didn't know you'd get everybody crying here. Well, I mean, I'm crying. But no, everybody else is too, just about. I'm not sure David Ray is.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got a little moisture in his eyes. That was amazing. That's just amazing. And you guys, it's all available to you. God is not partial. If you want to turn this stuff on, then get busy and turn it on. You know, some of you guys don't even have a job, maybe. So you don't have a way to abundantly share. Well, go get a job. Go do something so you can activate this tremendous connection with your Heavenly Father. I can't understand why you'd never want to do it, or you'd not put your whole heart into it. And I ask that you try it, because it will revolutionize your life. That's why. That's the main reason why. Sure, there's lots of benefits to the ministry, but what about you? Isn't that where the real emphasis is? If I said, I've just given you some land and there's gold in it, so what are you going to do? You'd have to say, well, I think I might have to go dig. Now, if you never dug, you never get the gold. You never would, but it just sits there. So how stupid is that? And this principle of abundant sharing is there, but you have to dig it. You have to go do it. And if you don't do it, you'll never, ever reap the benefits. It's impossible. I'll share something today that's along these lines. Or no, I won't. You have to read the July Ardios for this. I know, I get all these mixed up. But you can't know God unless you have the Spirit of God inside. It's not possible. You can act like you do, but you can't. It's impossible. You can't know God by the clothes you wear, the food you eat, the words you say. You can only know God if you have the Spirit of God inside you. That's it. Well, isn't that kind of the same thing? Abundant sharing and the benefits of abundant sharing are all there. But you can never know them unless you faithfully, abundantly share. You can never know them. You can't pretend to know them. And you can't fake anybody out that you do know them. It's a public thing. It's so fantastic. It's something that you need to do. Thank you, Catherine. That's my child. I'm very proud of her.